But right now, we have this.
Yeah. I would like everybody on the program, including me and Mike and Danny, Herbs, Ty, think real hard, okay? Think about this for just a second. Could any of you have been pranked today?
Well, it's not you.
I don't think so.
No? Not you? How about you?
No.
How about you?
I don't think so.
And how about you?
I don't think so, but I also don't like where I'm positioning this trip around the horn.
Well, Mike, you have.
Mike.
Let me go ahead and first off and hand you this.
What's that?
How sorry.
What is it?
Go ahead and tell everybody, Mike, what it is.
It's an envelope.
What's right? Inside?
I don't know.
I bet you can guess.
I can't bring myself to look.
Well,
just tell the story, okay?
I'll let everybody know what's inside the envelope. It's $1,400.
In cash.
In cold, hard cash.
Mike Reiner in petty theft.
Yesterday, at about 4 o'clock, I'm outside of the studio. Aren't you happy, though?
Explain to Mike what this is kind of like.
You did this to me at the Super Bowl.
This is like your child running away, and after a day, you find him. And you're really happy to see him, but you're pissed at him.
Right.
No, I'm not pissed. I told you it was my own fault.
Boy, was it.
I thought about it, and I should have done something about it right then, and I always got distracted. And
so I'm outside, okay, outside of the studio at mm-hmm. our little computer area in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going over whatever in a break at like right around 4 o'clock, and I look down, and there's a bank envelope sitting right next to the chair where I sat down. And I'm like, what the hell? I pick it up, and it's thick. And so I take it into to where Danny and Groobs are. And I say, man, I just found this bank envelope. Do either one of you guys lose it? No? No?
But we're like, open it up.
Yeah. So I open it up, and I see that it is $1,600. And it's all divvied up into little $400 increments.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
paper clipped. They're all $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's four $400 little increments.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of look at Danny. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh, Mike is going to pay his band for whatever gigs they've done in the last month or whatever. He finally got paid by all the clubs.
It's time to disperse the cash.
It's time, and he had band practice last night.
So Chris Holt can buy formula for his babies.
Right. So.
And the good officer can buy more prog rock CDs.
So Danny goes, should we give it back to him? And Danny's like, not yet. Let's figure out something to do with it first.
I was going to invest it.
So I thought about buying, like, going home and going to the store and buying a $1,600 suit and wearing it back up here to work.
Mike's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Man, I found, like, $1,600 yesterday and thought, what the hell?
I'll buy a suit. But then I thought, no, I can't spend his money because we knew it was going to the band. So I thought of what I thought was a really good plan. I went and told Kat after the show what had happened. Meanwhile, Mike is all over the place.
That was the beauty of it, was subtly watching Mike search for this cash from like 4 to 7.
But not tell us.
No.
He never asked us about it because
nope.
He knew how much hell he would catch knowing if we knew that he lost $1,600. This isn't like a $5 bill laying around.
No.
This is thousands of dollars.
That's hundreds
right?
of dollars.
You
it's
are
not thousands of it's 1,000 of change. Not thousands.
But there's a reason you didn't tell us, right? Or ask us. I mean, why didn't you ask us? God, have you guys seen $1,600 laying around here? Because you knew that we would absolutely kick you in the balls unmercifully.
For losing that much money.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But, man, you were looking. And
every break.
And yeah, I was.
He kept padding his pockets. Uh-huh. Every time he would get up, like, maybe it reappeared. I'm not sure. He's out there all over, back in the bullpen area, back in the break room, back by our mailboxes. Just
I bet you went to the men's room, too, didn't you?
I virtually retraced my steps up here yesterday.
Because you spend a lot of time in there.
So what happened? It fell out of your coat pocket?
Yeah, I'd been carrying it around in my jacket pocket, and I shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, obviously. So,
and I knew I shouldn't have been doing it, but every time I would think, you know, you really should do something else with this, put it in another pocket, or put it in your bag, put it in the car, just do something else with it. It's probably not real safe there.
Right.
But every time I would think about that, I would get distracted by something and not do it.
Well, the next logical step was to get the master of prank facilitation, Cat, involved.
Oh, that bastard.
So I had a juicy...
The bastard Cat.
I had a very juicy idea. And I called Cat. Happen. Look, here's what's going to happen. You're going to send an email out, an all-staff email, an all-ticket email, saying this. And at 11:32 a.m. this morning, this email. Your staff received this email from Cat. It has come to my attention via building security that the cleaning crew found a bank envelope on the 13th floor last night while going through the suite. Apparently, this was in a common area, probably the bullpen. Luckily, the folks on the cleaning crew are honest, and that envelope has been turned in. So likewise, if you honestly lost it, see me and we can discuss it further. If you didn't, please keep your fishing expeditions to a minimum. Thanks, Cat.
We should just play the audio.
Well, I'll tell you this. The whole gist of the bit was that Mike was going to go into Cat's office saying this was my envelope. He was going to hand him the money. And instead of $1,600, there was going to be $200. Because the honest cleaning crew pocketed $1,400 of it. Play the audio. We will play the audio next.
All right, this is the anatomy of a prank here that we're letting you all in on.
So Mike has a bank envelope up here yesterday, $1,600 in his pocket. It falls out of his coat pocket outside of the studio. I find
and
it.
And my coat pocket was just a ticket windbreaker.
Yeah.
Which, that pocket is in no way, shape, or form designed to handle something like that. Yet there I go.
Right. It has $1,600 in it. Danny and I determined very quickly that it's Mike. He's paying his band. And so we kept it.
This was correct.
Yep. We kept the money. And Mike searched for it frantically, never asking us if we had seen the money, because I would have just handed it over to you if you had asked me.
You would not have.
Yes, I would have.
No, you would have. You had a prank in mind, and you would have seen it through.
No, if you would have asked, it would have been, there's really no prank there.
Right.
All right, let me tell you where I was coming from in all this.
Okay.
I virtually retraced my steps up here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every place up here that I could think of that I might have been in yesterday, I went and looked.
So you went by every female's desk in the sales department.
I didn't go back there yesterday. I stayed down on this end of the building. But the conference room, just everywhere. Everywhere that I can think of that it might have fallen out.
Doo-doo hut?
Yeah, I looked in there. I even walked up to the On the Run yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah.
And oh, because certainly if anybody picked it up there, they'd turn it in.
No. Before. Oh, you walked up there after the show?
No, before the show.
Okay.
After the show, I just kind of made a quick drive-by up there just to see if I saw it laying on the ground somewhere that nobody had picked it up, and I didn't.
What added stress in your life that you just didn't need yesterday?
And then that great was success. It? You gave up?
Yeah, I gave it up. So before practice, I go home hoping that I have enough in the petty cash bank or the petty theft petty cash bank pouch to cover everybody, which fortunately I did. And I got them their money, and then I headed out to practice.
And you never told them?
No, I didn't say anything about this to them, because, I mean, it's not their business. It's not their concern.
Right.
Those boys played for it, and, you know.
Okay.
That was it.
So, the plan was, on our end, Catlin to send an email, which he did this morning. I'll read it one more time. Come to my attention that via building security, the cleaning crew found a bank envelope on 13 last night while going through the suite. Apparently, this was in a common area, probably the bullpen. Luckily, the folks on the cleaning crew are honest, and that envelope has been turned in. So, likewise, if you honestly lost it, see me and we can discuss it further.
They're about 8% honest.
If you didn't, please keep your fishing expeditions to a minimum. So, as the day progresses, we still find that Mike has not read the email.
Remember when we brought it up in the meeting, you're like, you called Kat. And said, hey, man, did anybody claim that cash yet? And Mike's like, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's why I did it.
Yeah,
That's why I
know.
Did it. So
because he hadn't seen his email yet.
Mike didn't read the email, and we didn't want this to stretch out during the show. We wanted this to take place, his interfacing with Kat, before mm-hmm. the show. So as we're in our meeting, I finally just randomly go, man, I forgot to ask Jeff if anyone had claimed that money. And I act like I call him, and Mike, I look at Mike, and he's got these big eyes like, what? Who? What? Money? Cash? What?
I probably noticeably perked up.
Oh, you did. And then I hung up the phone. You're like, who was that? I go, it was Kat. And then we're like, you don't know what happened? No. So, yeah, somebody found the cleaning crew found some money last night, and Kat has it.
And he still wouldn't confide in us.
No,
and say, oh,
no,
that's
he
mine,
still
man.
Wouldn't say it was his.
You're so secretive.
So finally, after that, he walks.
It's on me. It's my fault.
Right.
You know?
He walks down. He's happy now, though, because mm-hmm. he's going to get his $1,600. But.
Kind of.
But. Here's what happens when he walks in to Kat's office.
What up, Drew?
It's mine, man.
What is?
That money. It was found.
Really? I was wondering. No one's came and said a thing about it. I guess I might have harshly worded the email.
I didn't see the email.
Oh, you didn't? Well, I guess the cleaning crew found it, turned it into the building because no one was here, and the building brought it back up. Dan was been out on sales calls and gave it to me. So how much?
I believe there is... four paper clips in there, $400 in each one, and a white envelope.
Serious?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's $200 in there.
There he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does this look like it?
No, that's it. I guess somebody's been dipping them.
Well, they're making it sound like they're all honest about it and turning it in and everything like that, so I just assume that someone left $200 up here.
So much.
Well, what do you want to do? Take it up with a cleaning crew later?
Nah.
Either that fat guy or that skinny Chinese?
That skinny Chinese?
Oh, you seriously had $1,600 in there?
Yeah, I was going to pay the band last night, and I had the envelope in my jacket, and I kept thinking, you know, you need to do something else with that.
Yeah.
And I never did, and it fell out.
And so those guys, thinking they were going to be all honest, keeping money in there and probably pocketed the rest for themselves and divided it up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They probably did.
Dude, what are you going to do?
It was very disturbing.
To make it right with them. I can eat it.
Sorry, man.
No. It's the way it goes. You should be a little bit more responsible.
Well, yeah, are you about to learn a hard lesson?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big lesson.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
And off he goes, head tucked between his legs. Just, hey, learn the lesson, man. Learn the lesson. So then in our first break, I get Mike alone in here, and then Danny walks in eventually, but I act like that I walked past Kat's office and heard them discussing this. I was like, man, so that was your money, huh? And so,
well, just kind of poking the fire a little bit.
Yeah, so here's kind of what took place between me and Mike. And in the background, you can hear spots because we're in the studio.
I walked by Kat's office when we were talking. That was your cash?
One was going to cost you $1,000, and item two was going to cost you $600.
What happened?
Which one would you buy? Of course you'd go with item two because you're going to save 40%. Well, that's how much you can save as
something
the
very stupid.
When you buy your next car. And when you buy that vehicle,
and it's on me.
As soon as you drive it off the lot, that vehicle starts to depreciate. Take that right out of the equation. And
did you know you lost it?
Is lease your vehicle, no down
payment. Yeah, I was mindful of it yesterday. It was driving me crazy. Did you know you lost it up here, though? Or were you paying?
Entertainment.
I had a pretty good idea.
The Heartline, this Wednesday from 3 to 7. Contact Main Event Entertainment or visit maineventusa.net.
Where did they find it? I don't know.
Hi, this is Larry North, and I want to tell you about a serious problem I had. I was a snorer.
You didn't get that email this morning?
No, I didn't see it. That's over. It's interrupting my sleep and taking a toll on my health. So I went to the
store. Did you tell the band guys?
Evaluated me thoroughly and explained my treatment options. I elected to have the pillow procedure. It took about 10, 15 minutes, didn't hurt.
Gave
me
money. Acted like nothing would happen.
More alive. If you snore or have sleep apnea, join Dr. Craig Strimmer of the Snoring Center and me for a free informational seminar. We'll discuss the importance of a good night's sleep and some amazing...
Dude, that was his sandwich. That was his money.
How was your
money? That was his money.
How much was it?
From 6 to 8 p.m.
How much?
I'll share with you how my life has changed since I did
some of
my snoring. And Dr. Strimmer will explain all your options and take your questions. He's the world's leading expert in...
Like 1,600.
Well,
what, okay,
well,
so what did they, what did they...
Well, you got it back, right?
Center, yeah. 214-369-233.
Well, what did he have?
Or go to their website, Snoring Center.
200.
200.
So, you guys took the rest of it. That was their tip for finding it?
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. What was it in?
Such great acting.
A generic? Just a regular white envelope?
Mm-hmm.
Or a bank envelope? Oh, okay. Well, that's... That, when you see the bank envelope, you know there's cash in it.
Yeah.
So he... Whoever turned it in took...
$1,400.
$1,400 and then turned it in and said, hey, I found this. And try to make it look
unless,
like you're honest.
Unless somebody up here took...
Why don't you just keep the...
Keep a whole thing?
Say a word.
I don't know.
Because then you look like a thief, you know?
Well, unless they really found it and someone up here took it. We don't know where they found it. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
You don't know where... You have no... It could have been anywhere in the building, right?
Probably... It must have been up here.
Well, I mean, it was on the 13th floor, obviously, yeah. But you don't know... It could have been break room. It could have been anywhere.
I retraced my steps, yes, very carefully yesterday and didn't find it laying around.
Really? We didn't notice.
Why did you have that much... I mean, you don't mind me asking. Why did you have that much cash on you? I was going to pay the band money. Oh, band money?
Yeah.
I guess they were disappointed. No. I paid them anyway. Oh, you just...
Get the best value wireless. Can you pause it? He's just so... Just...
No. No. Just one word answers.
Look, man, I lost the freaking money. Leave me alone.
And we just won't stop talking about it.
I don't know what else to tell you. I lost $1,600.
Like, you spend 3 minutes with him talking about it, and then I walk in, and then we got to hear it all over again.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
By then, I was defeated by it.
You
were. You sound so defeated,
beaten.
Man. Go ahead.
Unlimited calling to the numbers you
need.
Plus unlimited calls to every Verizon wireless
company. It's my own fault. Nobody else.
Any nationwide family share plan with 1,400.
I was walking around with it in my jacket pocket yesterday, and I kept thinking, you know, you really shouldn't do that. You really should move that, put that in another pocket or put it in your bag or something. Or just leave it in the car, do whatever with it, but don't do that. And just as soon as I would think about that, before I'd do anything about it, I'd get distracted by something else. So you even warned yourself. But you know what?
God.
Nobody got it.
Nobody died.
Can we talk about that then? About you losing $1,600?
My brother, not.
Excuse me.
The guys in the band not know about.
Oh, you didn't tell them? Yeah, because then they'll be like, no, man, we feel bad and try to give you the money.
Yeah, they will. I don't want that. Right. Those guys played for it and they're expecting it, and I just assume them not know.
And then you got guys like Chris that really needs it. You know?
Chris?
Is that from Moon?
No.
No.
Okay. Arlington?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man.
I think that's about it. I don't think there's any great punchline or anything.
You poor, poor guy. But isn't it like what I said? It's like losing your child for one day.
All's well that ends well.
And then you bring him back, and you're a little bit pissed off, but you have your child back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even pissed off.
Your $1,400 child.
Right. You know what I really would have wished, though, is, you know, he sent this email out, and nobody knew it was a joke except for the three of us.
Oh, somebody tried to claim it other than Mike.
Wouldn't it have been great
like Junior?
If George would have walked in. Yeah, that's my money. Can I have my money now?
They're all guessing how much it is.
Right.
He'd have left something else in there, though.
Yeah, he would have.
Good point.
Just open up the envelope and that comes out. Well,
oh, I hate you bastards.
I know. Sorry, man. Sorry, but look, if you're going to get on me for a wallet and keys and cell phone.
Hey, I never said I was perfect with this.
$1,600 lying in the middle of the room.
In cash.
In cold,
in
hard
$100
cash.
Shiny bills.
Where did you find it exactly?
Dude, I just said.
By the computer.
By the computer out there. You were probably just walking by and it dropped out. You're lucky I found it.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
I know.
Just think if Chris House had gotten a hold of it.
Oh, my God.
As much as they pay him up here. That's a Christmas bonus for that dude.
He probably would have shown up. He probably would have left and shown up with like.
He would have been dressed like.
He had a wheelbarrow full of KFC or something.
And a velvet suit.
Right. That's the first thing he thinks of is $400 a chicken in a $1,200 velvet suit.
Drinking out of one of those gold encrusted chalices.
Yeah.
The horrible management of your funds.
Oh my God.
Awful.
All right.
Are you done now?
I'm all done.
Times are good.
They are good.
All right. It's 5:48 here on The Ticket.
Sports Radio.